Welcome to Dinner with Bands. You're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and this show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which is a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Folk group Lois and the Lantern has joined me tonight, and they'll start off the live set with their song, I'll Follow You.
Well, I guess I don't know what I don't know. I hear that's a good place to start. If you have them, won't you share them? The answers will set us apart. Holy moly, rock and roll it. I think you've got stories to tell. Sitting in the summer haze, it was thick with the cool river air. Ancient secrets that you're holding, they keep you flying high. Let's bottle that stuff up right there. We can serve it right from the vine. We stayed up till the sun caught fire. We both share what we do. It's then I made my mind right up that life I just follow.
Coming up now is One Step Away by local band Lois and the Lantern.
That's
Welcome back to Dinner with Bands. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. We just heard I'll Follow You and One Step Away by local band Lois and the Lantern, more specifically by Saja, Tara, Teresa, and Mary of Lois and the Lantern. And when I first heard your band name, I expected there to be somebody named Lois, but there's not. So I'm just wondering, like, how did that name come to be?
Mary, Teresa.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Let Mary tell the story.
Yeah, so Teresa and I used to live on the same street, and we used to do jams and have a lot of fun on that street. And there's an older couple that lived at the end of the road, Rick and Lois, and they used to do what we refer to as lover's walks with a lantern on our road. And one day somebody said, like, here comes Lois and the Lantern, and I think Teresa and I were like, oh my God, that's a band name. So that's pretty much how it happened. And yeah.
So you're just inspired by their walking.
Just inspired by their love and the mystery of those two. Because they're like, well, unfortunately, Lois is no longer with us. But Rick is still a big fan of our band and comes to the shows. And they were just awesome. A really interesting, cool couple.
Yeah, they were. I mean, you just smile every time you see them walking up and down the little street there. So that was cool.
During the Olympics, they were like fake figure skating down the road.
Down a dirt road.
And we were like all watching them from a dark patio, and they didn't know we were watching them, and it was like hilarious.
Wait, what do you mean fake figure skating?
like
okay.
Yeah, you know.
Well, nobody can see what I was doing.
But I understand. It was figure walking.
Figure walking. That's a good way.
It was kind of like what is that? Prancercise? It was almost like Prancercise. Y'all know about that?
Oh, I do. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, they sound like very interesting people.
Yeah.
And for an interesting band, so that's cool. And you guys have a lot of solo projects throughout the group, I know, but like how's the dynamic like within the band? I'm wondering. You guys seem very lighthearted.
Yeah, we're all friends, you know, and we have very different personalities. Very different personalities.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's what helps. A lot of people are like, how are you doing this, you know, all girls in the band? And it's like, that's why, because we all bring something different to the table, and we all offer different perspectives of music, life, and everything. It's really great. So, and we've been friends for a long time, too.
Nice. That's awesome. And is it, like, comforting to be on stage with your friends rather than, like, with a solo project? It might be a little bit more intimidating.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. So much better. Absolutely. With the band. Yeah. I mean, it's fun to do solo stuff, but man, it's great to know these ladies have your back. And, like, I miss those harmonies. I miss the instruments when it's just me. And,
yeah.
I could tell, like, you guys are comfortable with it because, like, I moved you guys around because apparently you guys have a way of standing and
yeah,
that was
very strange.
That was interesting. What's the normal way? Tara, you're next to...
So Sasha's usually where I am.
Yeah.
And then Sasha's where Teresa is. And I'm where Sasha is and Tara's and where she normally is.
Is there, if you will.
Yeah.
It's bizarro. Yep.
Interesting. Well, I hope you guys like the layout right now. And I feel like you have a very like optimistic vibe with your music. Is it ever hard to like keep that up, like just being so positive with your music?
Yeah, I would say like a lot of artists are, you know, that the tortured artist thing, you know, like everybody feels like they have to have pain to be able to write good songs. Yeah. And I think we find a lot of happiness in writing about the things that are making us happy in life right now. Every once in a while a sad song comes across the desk and we love it. And we like the dynamics of the emotions, but overall we tend to keep it pretty positive.
Yeah. I think the world needs that now. And so, as well as like women being friends instead of competing with each other. So both of those are great examples. People love seeing that. All genders love seeing that. And it's really great to be that example naturally, you know, and authentically. So that's why I enjoy it. You know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to music for that reason a lot. Cause like, like you guys said, there's a lot of sad songs out there. So it's nice when people aren't sad and are singing like about things that make you smile. And would you guys say like music helps you guys cope with stress and like is a way to like channel any negativity? Or
Absolutely. At rehearsals we look forward to playing music together and forgetting about the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I think for what music does is it makes you like really slow down and live in that present moment. If you're thinking about something else, you're really not doing it right.
And just creating, you know, and having that creative outlet. A lot of us, you know, Saja does music for pretty much a living. Tara teaches music for a living. So they have music heavily involved in their like everyday lives, where Teresa and I own businesses and music has become, and you know, Saja does too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. I totally
no worries. No, it's all good. It's all music.
It is like a great creative outlet for the day-to-day operational, you know, executive functioning type stuff that we have to be doing.
I was going to say, because like a lot of local musicians have to work like two jobs or like a day job and then they do music on the side, which might be like stressful or a little bit hard to like manage. Are there any like struggles you guys have come across as a band because of like how busy your lives are? Or?
I don't really think so. We're like Rush. Everything's super easy.
I think if anything, maybe there's like each of us have a different kind of dynamic difference between our like our music life and our personal lives. I mean, I would think that's maybe the only challenge is just trying to find time for all those things that matter.
Right. I'd say the biggest thing I've been struggling with is finding time to write some new material.
Oh, right.
You know, and so... but we'll get it, you know, it just takes some time. And,
just as a lot of balancing.
Yeah.
You guys sound very busy, just in general, but yeah. Do you guys want to get back to the music now? Does that sound good to everyone?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So the next song coming up is called That Other Life by local folk band Lois and the Lantern.
Two.
Before I've been changed.
Coming up now is Elliot by Lois and the Lantern.
Flying over the forest, dark and green. Flying high with a laugh and a dive and a scream. Oh, well, we've been flying together for a long time since you took me under your wings. Your wings, your wings.
To Dinner with Bands. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by local folk group Lois and the Lantern. The first was The Other Life, and the second was Elliot. And both of these songs are new, correct?
Within the last year or so, yeah.
Yep. Nice. Yeah. And do you want to explain like what The Other Life was about really quick?
This is Teresa. I wrote That Other Life. Actually, it's about moving to Colorado. I grew up in Ohio and spent, 18 years there, kind of half a lifetime is the way I look at it these days. And just really wanted to get out and find something, a place that felt like home and something that felt a little bigger or searching for meaning that you find your own instead of that which is just given to you by your surroundings.
Yeah, what other people think.
Yeah, so
interesting.
So Colorado is that other life for me, and I mean I've been here almost 20 years now.
Awesome. And you like it, I'm assuming?
I love it. Yeah. Bye. I mean it feels like home.
And where did you move from?
I grew up in New Philadelphia, Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
I moved here from Houston, Texas, which also didn't quite feel like home.
Interesting. I've heard Texas is very similar to Colorado, but I guess you like Colorado better, which is
there. Well, you know, Texas is a big state, and there are a lot of lot of different things there. Houston is a huge city, and it certainly doesn't have any mountains. So
yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And who wrote Elliot? Whoever wants to write that.
That was.
Do you want to explain?
That was me.
Nice.
This is Mary talking. I actually was inspired for Elliot after watching Pete's Dragon. Elliot is the name of the dragon. In that
is that
movie.
A movie?
Yeah, it's called Pete's Dragon, and there was a like a 70s version where it was mixing animation with real time.
Interesting.
And it was kind of like one of the first ones that did that. But anyways, the movie's about an amazing friendship between a young boy and his dragon.
Cool.
And it's kind of also like a metaphor for my husband and I, because he's like a fire breathing dragon.
Aww. And,
but like there's lines in there that I think about us. Like for instance, like we're just taking what we need. We're leaving all the rest. We're living wild and free. I think of my husband and I, like, when I wrote that.
I'm sure he's glad you wrote that song about him. That's, like, such a lovely love song.
Yeah, it's, like, it's funny because it wasn't beautiful. Meant to be written about him, but, like, as I've, like, gotten to know the lyrics better, you know, subconsciously, I think some messages came out.
Nice. And this is taking a turn here, but, Saja, I know you have a blog, which is very interesting.
Well,
right?
Thank you. I'm glad you noticed.
Yes. And I'm just interested, like, You wrote about this idea that we're all addicted to suffering, which is why we feel guilty about enjoying things. Do you want to explain?
100%.
Yes.
We have a huge resistance here on planet Earth due to the fact of habit. What we call human nature is actually human habit. The actual human nature is our bodies are thriving constantly, and we've cut that off due to stories of fear and resistance. This most simple example is that when you cut yourself, you immediately start healing, right? And that is an example of how we need to recognize living on Earth, going through things good and bad. When you go through things good, it only gets better if you think that way. When you go through things challenging, they immediately resolve or close to immediate, depending on your resistance in your body, mind, spirit, and soul.
Interesting. And like fear, you mentioned fear, like we focus too much on fear.
Absolutely.
And
it's basically because of distraction. Fear is easy to distract you. Its subtitles are drama, jealousy, competition, suspicion. And these things keep us from knowing ourselves. And historically, we haven't had a time until recently, right now, in fact, where we can go within and talk or be and access our power. So it's a great time to be on Earth, even though everybody's like, heavens to Betsy, we're all going to die. We're actually not going to die. Calm down, everyone. It's a great time to be here because we get to slough off all those old habits.
That's awesome. And do you think music like helps you, not be so fearful because you're just like kind of living in the moment when 100%. You're creating music and stuff?
Yes, that's absolutely. Awesome. When you're playing music, you have to be focused and open to it. It's an energy, right? Mm-hmm. So you climb into the energy, swim in the energy, however you want to see it. I bathe in it myself personally in a nice bubble bath of music and it comes out great.
Awesome.
Really like showing a lot of vulnerability when you're being a musician.
Absolutely.
You're putting it all out there on the stage for everybody to see, and that's scary,
It is scary.
Yeah.
But I think, we're all pretty comfortable with ourselves, and I think that's one of the reasons that people do come to our shows too, is I've been told time and time again, like, you guys just seem so comfortable in your skin. And I think it's because we've all released fear. And we're all like kind of operating at a pretty high level right now. Yeah. I think fear really does hold a whole lot of people back from doing things that they should be doing in their life.
Woo. Fear is harmful.
Just an illusion.
And another thing I wanted to talk about, which is like a little bit random, but I know Tara, you produced a musical. I just want to know how that experience was, because that's very interesting.
Yes, I produced a lot of musicals throughout the year. I had 46 children between the ages of 7 and 11 in it.
Sounds great.
It was awesome.
So you like help them act in the musical, or?
Yes, I teach them to sing on stage. Right. Mm-hmm. Don't get excited, fans. Teach them to act as well as play modern band instruments.
Awesome. How's it working with kids?
It's wonderful because I have all the patients in the world.
Tara's amazing with those kids. You should see the things that she can accomplish with these kids.
Thank you, Teresa. I do what I can to spread the joy and the power of music.
I wish I had a music teacher like you when I was young.
It's totally not fair. It's not fair.
Well, I get to teach 600 children every year.
Oh my God.
I feel quite honored to do that.
That sounds very intimidating.
It is.
Yeah.
Speaking of scary. Kindergartners are
honestly
scary.
I'm scared of kids. I feel like, I don't know, they don't like me, so I'm scared of them, but it's all good.
I'm right in the same boat with her. We're like, who is this large child?
I know, right?
Why are they talking to me like an adult?
I'm glad you like kids, because someone has to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, it's my passion.
Okay, well, that's great. So you guys are like very immersed in the music community, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, like, do you guys have any local artists that you would like to collaborate with in mind? Do you have any like one in mind?
I've been collaborating with a couple of people. One person who's just moved to town, Abra Wise, who's from Austin, really great guitarist and singer. Also Russick Smith, he is a cellist. Cool. In town. If you haven't seen, he plays cello in trees. He's known to do that. Build a little
in trees.
In trees, build a little you know, a side plank, just body size with his cello. And he also brings guests up in the other trees, and it's called Trio. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
And he does it in Breck. He's about to do it later this summer, but we have collaborated and it's just beautiful. Banjo and
cello
is amazing. We played for, actually both of us played for Yo-Yo Ma last year.
Awesome.
Down in Denver, which is really cool.
She says that all nonchalantly. Like, we've
played for Yo-Yo Ma.
I'm like, so cool. You are cool. You're cool. Wait, so did you play in the tree yet or no?
No, heavens, no.
Okay.
On the actual ground in Denver.
Cool.
And it was very lovely.
I don't have anybody in mind, but I would love to do like a duet with someone and do some really sweet harmonies. And I think like I would love to play with Michael Kirkpatrick, and I think we could call it like Mary and Michael on the mandolins.
Ooh.
And or something like that.
Alliteration.
Yeah. And like we could both play
mandolin magic with Mary and Michael.
Yes. Mandolin
magic with Mary and Michael. Bravo.
So I think that would be pretty fun because I really respect him a lot in many ways.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have some local musicians that might be playing with us later this summer. I don't want to spoil anything, but there are so many here in town to admire. You know, Justin Roth is an amazing songwriter. Liz Barnes has been in this town for, you know, decades playing music. I really like, you know, new bands like the Sugar Birds. They're really cool. Sugar Bridges are really fun. Whippoorwill, I love them every time. Man, there's so many. And now I feel bad that I named five because I'm leaving out 20 other ones because of that.
Hey, Whippoorwill, if you need a mandolin, if you want a mandolin.
Mary is available.
Ask Mary from Lost Mary.
And Tara, do you have anyone in mind, like local musicians you would like to collaborate with?
No.
Not at all. That's all good.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're busy enough.
I am so busy right now with these girls, keeping up with all of their new songs.
She's
and
the emo of the group. She doesn't want to talk.
Right? I don't know.
I don't want to.
Yeah, my little kids rockers have quite the summer tour schedule. I'm pretty busy.
Yeah.
So when I say that, I'm not being mean.
Well, yeah,
I'm
already collaborating with 600 kids, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get back to the music. You guys with me?
Yeah.
Okay, coming up now is Luckiest Ones by local band Lois and the Lantern.
Thank you. explore, making waves on every shore we find. Driving down the empty roads, miles past as time unfolds. Home is just a simple state of mind. Oh, oh, oh.
That was Luckiest Ones by Lois and the Lantern, and coming up next is Face to Face by, again, local band Lois and the Lantern, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Space to face, our bodies getting closer, don't want no space.
Welcome back to Dinner with Bands. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard two songs by Lois and the Lantern. The first was Luckiest Ones, and the second was Face to Face. Thank you guys for playing all that music. That was really fun having you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much. No problem.
Shout out to Josh and Amanda in Florida. Hey, Josh. Hey, Amanda. I miss you so much.
So, do you guys have any other projects you want to, like, promote or anything before we're done with this?
Sasha, you have some shows.
I do have some shows. Tomorrow night I'm opening up for Leyline at The Artery. And Saturday at Yum Yum's, I will be doing a solo show. And then we're doing one in The Mish on Sunday.
We're playing at The Mish on Sunday.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Very busy weekend.
Yeah, very busy.
A fun.
Yeah, and we've got a ton of things coming up in July, too. We have a website.
LoisandTheLantern.com.
That's where people can find
when Yeah, you can find our shows. And
awesome. Music, videos.
Yeah, and you can see stuff on Facebook and whatnot.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys again for being here. It was a pleasure having you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Dinner with Bands. The next in-studio session will be next Thursday, June 20th at 6 p.m. with local band My Dog Ate Chad.
Nice.
Only Oh, you guys know them?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they were Little Kids Rockers. Yeah, they were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they started out in the elementary music classroom. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh. Well, I'm excited to talk to them next week, and you can listen to them here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Woo. Thanks for listening to Dinner with Bands and supporting college radio. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com.
Giving all that you can give.